Wednesday's Roundup, proudly brought to you by Added Touch Floral and Gifts for flowers bigger than your mistakes. Julie Karen State Farm, covering life's unexpected left turns. Richland Hospital, keeping you healthy. Cardinal Glass CG, fixing broken windows fast. And Badger Land Flooring, installing floors, kitchens, and bathrooms so your house finally looks Pinterest ready. Plus, it's Quizzy Poo Day.
With Phil.
Hank has the questions, and Phil probably has the wrong answers. And we all pretended we studied in fifth grade. Tuesday's Roundup, fun is mandatory. Correct answers, optional.
Move them on. It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out.
Ride them in.
Keep your mic down there a little bit.
Sorry, buddy. Hi.
Yeah, that
test,
was...
Test.
That was close. What's going on?
How you doing, buddy? I'm all right. Yeah. How was your evening?
Yeah, it was good. We had a couple of the grandbabies over.
Good for you.
Yep. Alea and Kamari.
Good for you.
They kept us going.
Mm-hmm.
You know, June did most of the work as usual, but I was there for some. And
Really?
Come to the realization again that there's a reason why you have kids when you're younger.
Now, does Alea have school today?
No.
Okay.
Parent-teacher conferences in her school.
Oh, okay.
So
one of these kind of days when I was in school, Phil, you as well, you hated this day.
Parent-teacher conferences?
Yes.
Well, when I was in school, they only had them once a year, I think.
We had them twice a year.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, we had them once, but oh boy, it was like the scariest of scary movies.
Yeah, it wasn't fun.
No, it wasn't.
No, it wasn't fun. It was like you hid forever until your dad goes, Henry.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Right. Right.
Oh boy.
I'd hide in the haymow, or I'd be doing chores. You never saw a kid do chores as
fast as you could.
Oh boy, look at that! Look at that kid work.
I was out there mowing the yard.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey Dad, how you doing? Hey, I'm just hanging.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you get done with that, do the backyard. Through the barn, and then come see me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, parent-teacher conferences were no fun.
No, not at all.
Uh-uh.
I made the honor roll one year, though.
Did you really?
I really did, yeah.
Huh.
I was thinking my grade point average was 3.4 or something like
really?
That.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty impressive.
Seventh grade. Yes, it was.
Well, I mean, after your fourth year of seventh grade.
Yeah, that was, you got to graduate that year.
Kind of getting the hang of it a bit.
No one needed to know that.
Well, really. You know.
Wow, bust a guy down when he's already down.
Well, what do you do?
Now, your question of the day, Philip, is this. What's your most memorable excuse for being late to work?
Oh, boy.
Yes.
So I told you it hasn't happened very much.
I know.
My excuse that day was Christmas.
Christmas.
Yeah, it wasn't.
It was Christmas Day, too.
It was Christmas Day. I forgot to set the alarm.
Mm-hmm.
Back about 1994 or whatever it was.
Do you remember when you had to set the alarms every night?
Oh, yeah. I still do.
You don't use it on your phone?
I do both.
Oh, I just use it on my phone.
I have the vintage alarm clock. Yeah, it's clock radio. Yeah, that's more like what it is.
Yeah. I wish I could get my voice on that one.
No.
Good morning, Philip.
It's not very high tech. It's like 1984 technology.
Oh, I could give it to Adam. Adam could probably do something with it.
Maybe. Get your voice in there somehow. But, yeah, it's ruined many a good night's sleep. Because why is it, you know, like 2 o'clock, I could like, solve the world's problems at 2 o'clock in the morning, wide awake. But then 3:50 a.m., it's like, whoa, man, you better check my
pulse.
Give
me 10 more minutes.
Exactly. Give
That's
me
the
another.
Best 10 minutes of sleep you have.
It is. It's the hardest time of sleeping right there.
And then it goes off. It's like, no way that was that fast.
That could have been 10 minutes. Oh, well.
Anyway. Philip, you might be from Arkansas. If you requested best 2 out of 3 during a sobriety test.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that would be bad.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Give it to me again.
Good chance you're going to jail on that one.
I would think so.
Yeah.
And rightly so.
Little trip down to the clink.
Yeah.
Anyway, today's quiz, buddy.
Yeah, what's it on
it's
today?
Very early, but
well,
it's a...
I need more time to really... think about my answers.
It's multiple choice,
uh-huh.
And it's on, I hope I have page 2. Yeah. It's on a little bit of everything.
Okay, well, that's good.
The first,
this is the one you delayed last week because the FFA kids came in and...
And I schooled you.
Quizzed. Anyway, well, you got me by one.
Schooled you.
That's not schooling.
You don't think so?
The Bucks were schooled by the Celtics.
Oh, my gosh.
108-81 last night with Giannis back.
Yeah, didn't you see the Arkansas score against Kentucky?
I didn't see that. No, how did I miss that?
Yeah, what was it? No, I forgot. Oh, the Florida score against Arkansas. It's like 117-77.
Arkansas got beat?
Yeah, go Hogs, you know?
Oh, well, that's too bad.
Yeah, I don't think anybody showed up.
No, must not have.
So, yeah, very sad. But
All right.
They were the 18th ranked team in the country.
Arkansas was?
They were, yes.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, what is the longest interstate in the U.S., Philip? Is it I-80, I-90, I-40, or I-95?
Hmm. Wow.
I'm going to give you a hint. We'll have a zero at the end of it.
Oh, that's a great hint.
Yes. So I-80, I-90, or I-40? All right. What famous highway is known as the Main Street of America?
Hmm.
Is it Route 40, Route 30, Route 66, or the Pacific Coast Highway?
All right.
Number three. What color are interstate highway signs, Philip? Are they green and white, red, white, and blue, and are yellow and black?
Okay.
All right. Number four. Which state has the most total road miles? Is it California, Texas, Alaska, or Montana?
Montana?
It's what it says.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Montana.
Okay, got it.
All right, go ahead and make fun of somebody.
I'm not making fun of you.
On average, Philip, how much does a roundabout typically save states and local governments a year?
Really?
All right. Is it A, 11,000, B, 5,000, C, 3,200, or D, none?
We're talking dollars?
Yes, dollars.
All right. All right.
All right. Number six. How much salt is needed, average, per mile in a winter condition road? Is it, and these are pounds, okay? Is it A, 900, B, 300, C, 250 pounds, or D, 1,500 pounds? And this is the average.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
About how much I put on my popcorn last night. So we had to make some popcorn at home there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
How would that turn out?
It went, oh, yeah, that's good. I can pop it on the stove. And
it's good stuff.
Yeah, kids like it. Yeah.
You ever popped it in bacon grease on the stove?
I've not done that.
It's really good.
Yeah. I think I put enough butter on to, you know, I don't want to do both.
You might as well do it all.
Bacon grease and butter.
But you just put a little bit enough of bacon grease when you shake your your corn.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Mm. I use coconut oil.
Yeah. No. The bacon grease adds some pop to it.
Does it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, and if you really want to get funky, you can put some jalapeno juice in it.
Ooh. Really?
Yeah. Mm. Not hot, just the taste.
Just the taste.
Bacon and jalapeno. Yummy.
Yummy.
Yep. Number seven. The white dash marker lanes and how many white dash lane marker lines in 1 mile are a standard U.S. freeway? So if you and I are traveling down the road, you know, on the 4-lane way,
right,
the white lines in between. What is the standard in 1 mile on a standard U.S. freeway, approximately? All right. Is it A, 223 lines, B, 401 lines, C, 132 lines, or D, 500 lines?
All right.
All right. All right. Number eight, Avoca High School.
You always make those smooth transitions.
Yeah. Avoca High School that consolidated with Muscadet in 1960. What was their mascot of Avoca High School before the consolidation? Is it Miners, Cardinals, Raiders, or Indians?
All right. Got it.
So, what number are we on?
We are on number niner.
Where is this at? Number nine. All right. What is... this is... You know, you're a big sports fan, Alec. All right. What is Iceland's national sport?
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Do you know it?
Mm-mm.
If you had to guess it, what would it be?
Curling.
Okay. Is it A, cross-country hiking, B, handball, C, pickleball, or D, football?
Oh. Okay.
Number tenor. Ladybugs. this all over, isn't it? This quiz?
I can't follow it.
Yeah. Ladybugs leak what color of blood when scared?
Okay.
Is it red, yellow, green, or they have no blood?
All right.
All right, buddy.
10 questions.
Crazy questions.
Well, I'm sure I got the first one wrong, so there's one. I got 9, right? Then let me see here. I'm going with 7 again.
Seven again. Okay. Yep. Another bad number. What is the longest interstate highway in the U.S., Philip?
I-40.
It is I-90.
Is it I-90?
It runs from Washington State to Massachusetts, okay? Long enough to question every life decision and gas station snack choice you've ever made.
Huh. Interesting.
Now, I-40 is close. I-40 runs...
through Tennessee, right?
Through Tennessee and Missouri.
Yep.
Number 2, what famous highway is known as the Main Street of America, Philip?
Route 66.
That is correct.
It
ran from Chicago to Santa Monica. Back when road trip meant maps, diners, and no one asking, are we there yet? Because nobody knew we were there.
Where we were there, yeah, exactly. And those gas station people, the full service station attendants.
They're awesome, weren't they?
They had a lot of information.
Oh, yes. Hey. And they had a lot of crazy snacks, too. Have you noticed that?
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy. What color are interstate highway signs, Philip?
They are red, white, and blue.
That's correct. There's nothing says freedom like merging at 75 mile an hour, are they?
Well, at least if you're going 75, they're going to be passing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. What color? We've already answered that one, Phil. Nice job.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Which state has the most total road miles? California, Texas, or Montana?
My first thought was California, but I think I've heard it before. I think it's Texas.
It is Texas, Philip. Yep. Everything's bigger in Texas, including the construction zones.
Right. All right.
Number 5, on average, how much does a roundabout typically save states and the local government a year?
5,000.
That's correct. 5,000 is while also reducing fuel consumption and preventing costly injury accidents. Long term, they can save around $180,000 in maintenance compared to signals and boost local business tax. Hmm. Pretty impressive.
Interesting.
Their lifespan, $180,000. That's impressive.
Yeah. We've kind of gotten used to them.
Oh, yeah. How much salt is needed, average, per mile in wintry conditions?
300 pounds.
That is 300 pounds. This amount varies based on temperatures and conditioning, typically ranging from 100 to 500 pounds. Miles per lane, with lower amounts used for lighter, warmer conditions and higher amounts for severe, colder, ice conditions. So the average is 300 pounds, which is kind of impressive.
5 in a row, baby.
Yep. Number 7. How many white dashed lane markers are they in one U.S. standard U.S. freeway?
I have no clue. I went conservative. I went 132.
Oh, my gosh, and you nailed it.
Is that right? Yeah. Woo! 6, baby.
Here's the thing. Standard dash lines are 10 feet long and 30-foot gaps.
Oh, okay.
So kind of amazing how fast. It doesn't look 10 feet when you're traveling at 80 mile an hour.
No. When I used to look through the floorboard of the 75 Ford MAV,
yes,
they were all rusted out.
Oh,
so I could see the white lines down.
Paint them as you go.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah.
We got a new painting system.
Doesn't Kramer do that in Seinfeld? I think there's one where he adopts a highway and he wants to close that one lane, so he has black paint and he drives down the road with a black paint roller and covers it up.
Yeah, I used to work for the highway department in Arkansas.
With an orange jumpsuit?
No. Oh. I was a lane. I was actually the painter.
You were?
Yeah.
Oh.
So what happened, the first day I did really good, okay? The second day is okay. The third day, I barely got 3 lines.
Oh, why was that?
Well, my boss asked me, why not today? And I said, the paint dries every time I come back to the bucket.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah. Avoca had a high school that consolidated with Muscadet in 1960. What was the mascot of Avoca High School? You know this one.
Cardinals?
It is the Cardinals.
Yay!
You said that with like, is it the Cardinals?
Yeah, well, I was pretty sure.
Nice job. I'm
pretty sure.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, you hang around old Gary Gukinek enough, once in a while you learn something.
Yes.
He's been trying to teach me since the fall of 75.
Still not working, is it?
No, not much. But I did know that one.
Yeah. What is Iceland's national sport?
I went with the first one.
Cross-country hiking?
Yep.
No. It's handball.
Is it really? No, I didn't know that. Wow. I was thinking, you know, a winter sport.
Yeah, no, it's handball.
You play handball year-round.
Have you ever looked at some of the facilities in Iceland? If you get a chance, Google Iceland's handball facilities. They are amazing.
Wow.
Ladybugs leak what color of blood when scared?
Yellow.
That is absolutely correct.
Wow. All right. I mean, oh, yeah, I knew that one.
Yeah. Good guess, Phil.
Well, not bad. Two wrong.
That's not bad.
Eight correct.
That was a tough quiz, too.
It was. Yeah. I actually knew a few of them, and others I took a big stab and got most of them. So
Ben. Do you want to ask me where I come up with these things?
Well, I mean,
like these quizzes? Some weeks it's really tough to come up with them.
I'm just thinking you're just scrolling.
No. I was looking at road signs the other day. I was reading a book looking at road signs. It's like, that's it.
Road signs.
Do the interstate system.
Right.
Plus the Avoca Cardinals.
Then we'll go to Avoca, and then we'll... All right.
We'll test out some ladybugs. Have a great day, and be kind.
That's Hank Bray.